This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we had been talking in the first hour mostly about intellectual property. This because of the recent Supreme Court ruling in one of the myriad cases involving Samsung and Apple. One of the specifics on this was that Samsung made several phones, one in particular that had a rectangular shape with rounded corners, and Apple said, "You stole that from us. You have to give us money now." And a lower court agreed and said, "Yes, Samsung, you have to give all of the money that you made from this phone to
every
Apple.
Penny. Every penny. Yes.
Every penny." And so it went to U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. Supreme Court said, no, you should probably only have to wind up giving the amount of profits that's equal to the amount of the design that, or, you know, the amount of the product that was copied.
So to continue the idea of the insanity of this, so now we're going to get a bunch of people together to argue about what percentage of a phone constitutes a single curved corner, so we
right.
can multiply that by four and determine
correct.
What damages ought
so
to be.
So are we looking, you know, how many solders are there on the inside on the chips?
This is so subjective. It's as I said before, this is my ice cream headache subject. So go ahead with your story.
Well,
I'll just bang my head on the wall.
No, we're done with that, but it did bring up, we also mentioned the Vegas Golden Knights that's going to be the new expansion team in the National Hockey League. And, well, there was a small Division II college, the College of St. Rose, that filed thing with the federal government saying, if you grant them this trademark, people will get confused.
I'm sorry, what college?
The College of St. Rose.
Oh, I heard you the first time. I'm just saying I've never heard of that college. And this is not going to be confusing to me.
I'm a sports fan.
Hey,
and I've never heard of the College of St. Rose.
Since we're on the topic of sports, I actually had this thought on my ride in. Like, do you think now that Donald Trump was elected, him being a Tom Brady fan, that we're going to see some justice for Roger Goodell?
That's a good question.
Right?
I don't know, but I did see that Donald Trump used his connections with WWE to name Linda McMahon the head of the Small Business Administration.
I like it. Yeah, what the heck? What the heck?
Yeah. So, yeah, this entire thing, the College of St. Rose saying, nope, people are going to confuse us for the Vegas Golden Knights professional hockey team.
Okay, I'm just going to make an assumption here and stereotype and say that St. Rose is in Minnesota.
Actually, no, the College of St. Rose is somewhere in New York.
Dang it, I forget the city.
I thought I nailed
that one. St. Rose, Minnesota.
Albany.
It just sounds right.
It is in Albany, New York. But yeah, it does sound like something that would be in Minnesota.
Yeah, I know.
So speaking of people that get confused on things, let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, our resident communist caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, did you know that there is a large communist party in Canada? And you could actually go on vacation to Cuban resorts from Canada. They actually have resorts.
Yes, because Cuba never put an embargo against Cuba.
Canada
never put an embargo against Cuba. Cuba also never put an embargo against themselves.
That's
it was only the U.S. government that says that you're not allowed to go be a tourist in Cuba. But you said that Canada has a large communist party. How do you define large when they don't have seats in Parliament?
Well, you know something? That explains why they have universal, or they always constantly talk about the free health care in Canada.
You know, it's not free.
Yeah, it's not free.
It's not free. People pay really high income taxes to have that free health care.
Oh, but I don't know. They say that it's something like a kind of like a socialist, communist, universal health care, though.
It is. Socialist and communist, but it's not free.
And to point out, the people that can't afford to, when they need something serious done, if they are wealthy Canadians, they do hop on a plane and they come to America. We're doing everything we can to our health system to make sure that doesn't occur anymore. But they do that. That's what they do. So while things may be free, they're not really free because everybody is paying for them indirectly through their taxation.
Well, not everybody.
Only the
people that work.
That's true.
Is it true that pharmaceuticals and drugs and stuff like that are a lot cheaper up in Canada?
They are. And
like the EpiPens, I think I heard about that recently. There's like a third of the price in Canada that is in the United States.
And there's a lot of things like that, and that has more to do... Well, it has a lot to do with a lot of different things, but it's why can't we buy pharmaceutical drugs across borders? I mean, that's a simple question. But the other thing I was going to say, Sarah, is that when you make things free, then you increase demand for them. People will utilize them more, and that means waiting lines and things slow down. We've experienced that already with Obamacare, and Canada has a long history of very slow waits for your health care. So, you know, it's a give and take. I know I'm not going to change your mind on this, but I at least feel obligated to share some facts.
So the large Communist Party in Canada ran 26 candidates for parliament in the elections last year and wound up with 0.02% of the vote.
Sounds like
I think the Libertarian Party in the state of Washington beat that.
In 1945, the Communist Party of Canada ran 68 candidates, wound up electing one. That's the only time that the Communists have ever had somebody in the Canadian Parliament was in 1945. But I'm still trying to figure out how you think that makes them a large party.
Well, I don't know about how much influence they have in the Parliament, but it's enough to affect that they have relations that you could go to the Cuban resort without jailing you or fining you like they would do in the United States. And also they have that universal health care, similar to what Obama wanted to give. So whether it's effective or not effective, it is socialized medicine.
Yes,
so,
it is.
You know, the thing is, you know, I have to think about this name. Like, people treat, like, socialism and communism as something different. Like, communism is something violent, and socialism is completely something different. But I just don't see that way, you know?
Let me tell you why some people feel that way. And I feel that way. Because socialism and communism have killed millions and tens of millions of people around the world. And it's not just through wars. It's through economic policies. And that is the root of socialism and communism, is it is a socioeconomic system. So when you decide that you're in Russia and you are going to nationalize all farming and you're going to central plan it, and when this thing goes abysmally wrong and they can't grow enough wheat to feed their own people and millions of people die. I want you to listen to that, Sarah. Millions of people died because of these ideas. That's a harsh fact.
Listen to me. Did you know that we have 2 million homeless people wandering around? And about, like, what is it, the people that freeze to death in America every winter?
How many of those people are provided charity by churches and by organizations or by donations from people like me?
Yeah, but you know what? There's a lot of people freeze to death every year. It's like 50 to 60 people. And then
right.
We have
is it, right. And is it tens of millions, Sarah? Is it tens of millions? In 10 years, is it tens of millions of people who die because of policies?
Well, the capitalist policy is that people are starving and freezing to death right here in America. They're starving children in America. How well do you think capitalism works?
How many, let's talk numbers. How many people do you think are dying in the streets and starving here compared to any socialist country? I'll let you choose your socialist country.
Venezuela. Let's talk Venezuela.
Yeah, Venezuela is a good one.
No, I'd like to know how many homeless people are living in your own community. Do you know how many homeless people are in your own community? And when was the last time that you went around soliciting people to, you know, donate to them or bring them in, you know? I mean, we are the change that we want to see. So if you want to see change, then get out in your community and start helping the homeless.
And we'll give Sarah time to respond. Sarah, take a piece of paper, write down your thoughts, and respond to Heather's questions when we come back here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bitten attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go back to the phones here in just a second. But got a question for you real quick. Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or your own website, but you've not really been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you will get 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands, the customer. HostGator has 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. In studio, it's Daryl, Heather, and Chris, and we go back to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Now, Sarah, Heather had asked you some questions in the last segment. Heather, do you care to repeat the questions?
Sure. I had asked you if you knew how many, you're in, from Albuquerque, right? So how many homeless people are in Albuquerque? Do you know the number? And I'm just curious as to, you know, what you've done, if anything, in order to raise awareness for those members of your community.
So one of the things, we have around 5,000 homeless people. And the awareness is that, well, I talk about homeless issue here and there. I have been formerly homeless for 10 years, so I know what it's like. So, but the thing is, Daryl, you have mentioned that, you know, why can't we just collect money, raise our own money out of our own pocket to build, for example, a homeless shelter for women, youth shelter.
Yeah,
know,
charities are already doing things like that across the country.
Right.
Okay, and I think a lot of more people would donate if they knew the reality of these issues in their own communities. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't realize just how many homeless people are living in their backyard. But maybe if somebody like you went around raising more awareness, you could actually solicit more money and take care of the problem.
Yeah, but my question is, what more money? Most Americans are living from paycheck to paycheck. They're just barely getting by.
No, no, no. Every year there's billions of dollars that political campaigns raise. So.
Right, but you know, there are a lot of people that are living paycheck to paycheck, and just imagine how much more disposable income they would have, Sarah, if Uncle Sam wasn't taking damn near a quarter of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, but what are they doing with it? They're taking a quarter of the tax dollars, and what are they doing? Half of it is spent on war, killing brown children. Around the world.
Yeah, that's absolutely horrible.
I
don't support any form of taxation, Sarah. None of it. And I've explained this before. I don't care if somebody, you know, comes over and steals my money and then says, but I'm giving it to my grandma. No, that's still theft. It doesn't matter what good or what bad thing Uncle Sam does with money that they steal from me. It is still theft.
And I want to bring up one point, too, and that is, say, federal funding of homeless shelters. Okay, let's say we're being taxed, and they're taking that money, and they're building homeless shelters. You and I would agree that that's a good thing. But the problem is for every dollar that gets churned through the the grinder in D.C., actually maybe 40 cents of that, 30 cents of that may actually make it to the project that it was earmarked for.
Because yeah, it's closer to like 25% or 30%.
Yeah. So, you know, isn't that like stealing too? If we were to give, if I wanted to give a dollar, you know, a dollar towards the homeless problem, or $100 or $1,000, I want all of that money to go there. I don't want it to be paid to a bunch of bureaucrats in D.C.
Right. And by contrast, the nonprofits that do things like this, they wind up having maybe 20 to 25% of the funding go to overhead, whereas with the government, you might have 20 or 25% that actually go to the problem that they're looking to solve.
Right.
And the other difference is actually with nonprofits, when they do, because there's nonprofits out there that mishandle money just like any other any other agency or government. The difference is that when they're exposed, we can stop funding them. When the government drops the ball and they're not doing what they're supposed to, we can't stop paying taxes or we go to jail. So there's a layer of accountability that exists with nonprofits that tackle these issues versus when government tackles the issues.
Yeah, Sarah, any final thought?
They're squeezing blood out of a turnip because families are going in debt trying to send their kids to college. The kids are going into debt, racking up tens of thousands of student loans just to graduate college, working through college and so forth. So why do you want to say that we have to squeeze out money out of people that don't have money?
Do you want to explain the education bubble and why college is so much more expensive now than it was 20 years ago?
I'll just try to summarize it, and we're not going to make this completely clear, but the government guarantees loans. So our education system now has no incentive to reduce its costs. It has no incentives to compete. Therefore, the cost of an education continues to rise and rise and rise. These are the This is the result of the programs that you espouse. This is socialized higher education, and this is what happens. We've eliminated the profit motive from these. We've eliminated competition, so this is the result you get. I'm not advocating for any one singular solution to any one particular problem, and you bring up point problems. You say homeless, you say traffic, you say this. I say that the whole system, top to bottom, is screwed up, and we need to pull our heads out of our butts and rethink the entire thing. And it is, I hate to, you're not going to like my answer, but it is this socialist thinking that brings out these unintended consequences. I have no doubt, Sarah, of all the people I've ever talked to on this show, your heart is in the right place. I know that. I know that you care deeply about people.
I just want to mention one thing. You know, Daryl always said, but still theft, even if you're giving it to your grandmother. But, you know, have you ever thought that all the people that you're helping that need help, people that are disabled, people that are...
Sarah, the people that I'm helping aren't stealing my damn money. The people that I'm helping, I'm putting the dollar in the bucket myself.
Right.
So, no, it doesn't matter. It does not matter what good thing you do after you mug me. You have still committed a crime, and you have still stolen from me.
And you take
money. It matters not one bit what wonderful thing you do. It is still theft.
Hold on. What makes you think that you're going to get old and you're going to need Social Security? Is there a law that you're going to
get? I don't want Socialist Security.
I don't either.
I don't want it.
I'd rather just keep my money and save for it.
When you turn 65, you will receive it, whether you like it or not.
No, if you want to receive Social Security, you have to fill out government forms to wind up getting it. And I don't think it's going... One, I don't think it's going to exist when I'm 65.
Right.
And two, if it is, I'm not going to fill out the forms. So, no, they're not just going to send it to me. And even if they do, that does not justify the theft that occurred, that, you know, I'm forced to participate in this Ponzi scheme. No, it's horrible. It's theft. Sarah, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And speaking of theft, what about a universal basic income? Chris has that story and your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick meat. Meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited. So go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story about universal basic income.
Yeah, we're just going to keep going along with stories about things that give me ice cream headaches. This is another one of those.
So, real quickly, Heather, do you know what universal basic income is?
I do not, please.
You do not?
Sure. Well, universal basic income means maybe the world would be a better place if we just paid everyone, like the government, paid them enough to get by. In other words, I want to pay you enough money, the government says, to pay for your groceries and maybe your gas and your
housing, clothing.
Yeah, just the basics. You know,
so that you're able to survive and you don't have to work.
But that's not what they're saying. They say, you know, that is sort of your safety net. That is, you know, now you're free to do, you're in a position where you could work. And they'll claim that,
or you could be more unlikely to
follow your dream.
Exactly.
And your dream could be sitting around playing video games all day long.
Right.
So who's got to actually work for this money that's being
Nobody has to work. People just choose to work.
This is going to come out of thin air. Like,
that is where our money comes from, right?
It's like Halloween candy, right? No one buys it. It just ends up in the bowl.
No, it comes from printing presses. It comes from fractional reserve banks in our Federal Reserve System. I'm going to get into this story and we'll address them.
Yeah, where's this come from?
This is coming to us from Reason Magazine.
Okay.
And this popped up, and there's five or six stories out there in various news. I'm just bumbling.
Various news outlets have reported.
Thank you. And there's a couple different things going on. There's a U.S.-based pilot that's being talked about and a Kenyan-based. So the headline of this is a privately funded experiment in a universal basic income. Dozens of villages in Kenya will soon be receiving payments. This is from Jesse Walker, Reason Magazine. A U.S.-based group is preparing a pilot program in Kenya that will test the effects of a universal basic income.
The increasingly popular concept of giving virtually everyone in a community unconditional payments on a regular basis. Unlike past large-scale experiments of this sort, this one is being run and funded privately. The organization behind the effort is Give Directly, a charity whose work in Africa is based on the idea of giving people cash without restrictions on how the money can be spent. The underlying anti-paternal principle is that the needy know their needs better than outsiders do.
But, Chris, wouldn't it just be better if, you know, Uncle Sam came along and said, I really like what you're planning here, so I'm going to take all of this money from you, and then I will oversee it.
Yeah, we'll have to regulate that somehow. And, yeah, the story continues. That outlook led naturally to an interest in the basic income, and so the organizers conceived a randomized control trial. And this is how it would work. In one set of villages, every adult will receive monthly payments equivalent to about 75 cents a day for 2 years before people scoff. That is considered a living wage in the areas that they're talking about. Two, in another set of villages, every adult will receive such payment for 12 years. In yet another set of villages, the adults will receive a single lump sum payment equivalent to what the two-year group will be receiving. And the last set of villages is the control group, so they don't get any money at all. The aim here, Giving Directly's Ian Bassin explains, is, quote, to isolate the effects of what most people consider a basic income, that is, a permanent payment over time, from something resembling more traditional temporary supports. For example, when someone knows they have a long-term guaranteed floor below which they can never fall, do they take more risks, like starting a business, or do they go back to school? And does that security produce greater overall returns?
Or do they just decide, I don't have to do anything because everything's being provided for me?
I'm buying an Xbox
and Netflix.
This study's going on right now.
They're getting ready to ramp it up. The current plan is for 41 villages to go on the 12-month plan, 80 to go on the 2-year plan, 80 to get the lump sums, and 100 to be in the control group.
I'd hate to be in the control group.
Yep. The size of each category. Actually, I would want to be in the control group. The size of each category could shrink if Give Directly doesn't hit its fundraising target.
All right. Let's sort of pause here, go to the phones. We will come back to this discussion about universal basic income. We've got Charlie calling in from Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hi, guys. I hope I'm not committing to microaggression against Heather by using the term, but I'm an old man. I still address business owners to dear sirs. But God saved me from a life in Saristan under President Gaga. The only thing that can make it better is you could have James for Minister of Justice. The reason I called. Oh,
you're scaring me, Charlie.
Well, I mean,
I would say, because of that, I don't want to ever go to the Southwest, but I've already got a plan to go to Phoenix next month. So I'm not changing the plan.
I'm real. I mean, Phoenix is the armpit of Arizona, as far as I'm concerned. But No, Sarah skitters around like a drop of water on a griddle. I can't keep up. But the reason I called, I don't know if you got my message. My phone service has been real bad this week. Do you remember in, like, Circle K's and 7-Elevens, they used to have, like, a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket by the Lions Club? You know, that's who sponsored that, I believe, where you could drop off your old and prescription glasses.
Eyeglasses. Yeah,
right.
Lions Club, sure.
And,
yeah, and then there's always, you know, like the donate your pennies sort of thing.
That would be an excellent way to get these smartphones to those people in Sierra Leone and elsewhere. The price is so low. I mean, you can get an actual smartphone for $20 new.
Yeah.
And I have this one phone that's you know, it has an Android KitKat 4 or 5, you know, and it doesn't even need a SIM card to operate. You can't use it as a phone, but if you have a hotspot, everything else on that little computer functions.
Yeah, so if you, as long as you've got a Wi-Fi signal, and that's one of the problems about, you know, some parts of Africa,
sure,
reliable internet.
But even people have let's say they have, internet access. You can turn a lot of these devices into their own hotspot. It would be like an ink blot, you know, slowly spreading. The only concern would be, propaganda. You know, that's the only scary thing. But, yeah, I think that, you know, I'd be willing, more than willing to help, but, you know, why should there be a bucket in Circle K, you know, Liberty Radio Network or Free Talk Live? Drop your old cell phone here.
Very cool idea.
It's a good idea, but I'll tell you that me, Ian, and Mark, we've got a bunch of other things on our plate, so we aren't going to be able to be the ones that head this up.
I know.
Somebody wanted to do it.
I'm putting it out there for whoever might.
Whoever's listening that might be able to do it, you know.
We already nominated Heather to head this up. So.
Okay.
No, God, I've got a lot on my plate, too, though.
Secondary.
Well, we all do. I mean, you know, it's we're in a big fight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Charlie.
Everyone can play a role. Everyone listening.
Yep. Thanks for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. More on this universal basic income test that's happening, where was it? Somewhere in Kenya, I think?
Kenya.
855-450-FREE.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable SolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about communism and universal basic income and other problems of socialism. And, well, you know that healthcare in the United States is all messed up. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Doesn't that actually incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from insurance. Health Excellence Select. Let me say that again. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the other doctors are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you will love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Back to Chris on the story about the universal basic income that's being, what exactly are they doing? Testing, and they're doing like a scientific test.
It really is, and it's, to recap,
voluntarily funded.
Correct. Privately funded, voluntarily funded. The plan is to do a variety of experiments in 41 villages in Kenya, some which will get so much money a day, 75 cents a day for 2 years. Another set of villages will get 75 cents a day for 12 years. Some will get a lump sum to equivalent to the 2 year, and some will get none whatsoever. And to recap again, 75 cents a day is a living wage over there.
Yes.
And they just want to see kind of what happens when this thing does, goes live and as they watch it. And I am in favor of this experiment. Let me repeat that. In favor of this experiment, because I believe it will prove my beliefs to be exactly right. In that if people are guaranteed a income and have no requirement to work, like is what is done in our socialist systems here in the United States through welfare and through other programs like that, that they will not be inspired to go out and seize their dream. They will realize that they can live just fine without working.
Do these people know that they're part of, like, a study?
Yeah.
Or are they just being handed the money and...
No, I would imagine it would be very difficult to keep, like, what's going on from them, and they will know that. And there are a set of rules, too.
Let's go over the set of rules, because I was starting to wonder the same thing of,
yeah.
You know, if I know I'm in some sort of psychological study, I'm going to respond differently than if I don't.
Right. So the first thing, and this is basically where we left off, the size of each category could shrink if give directly doesn't hit its fundraising target. And to answer the first question that probably popped into your minds, no, a villager can't change which deal he's getting by moving from one town to another. Once enrollment has started in a village, no new arrivals can take advantage of the payments there. Conversely, if you've already enrolled in the program, you still get money if you leave your village. After all, one potential outcome the researchers want to look at is whether people will use their payments to move somewhere with greater opportunity.
Okay.
But they can't move just to get greater
right, so
income.
You can't move from the you're not getting anything village
right.
To I just got $1,000
right.
Village.
Or I can't move
well,
from
well, you
that.
Could move there, but you wouldn't get the $1,000.
You wouldn't get the benefit of that. The group expects the experiments cost about $30 million, and they have thus far raised around $23 million towards that. The lump sum payments are being funded separately with the money coming from GiveDirectly's ongoing efforts in Kenya. They expect the cost there to be a little higher than $6 million, which is well within the group's usual annual budget. One village in the 12-year group is already receiving funds, sort of a test case, to work out any logistical kinks in advance. If all goes according to plan, the rest will start receiving their money early next year. So, as I said, there were a couple different stories, and I couldn't find the one, Daryl, I wanted to bring in, but that was a similar experiment, except it was going to take place in San Francisco, and it was going to involve a couple $1,000, or in the San Francisco area, a couple $1,000 to a very small group of people, something like $100, a population of 100. Just say, here's $2,000.
Yeah, I found an article from QZ.com that mentions this, but doesn't go into specifics.
Yeah.
But there's a group called the Economic Security Project, ESP, which is a loose coalition of technologists, investors, and activists who announced on December 8th that they committed $10 million over the next 2 years to explore how a basic income could ensure economic opportunity for all in the United States, and more than 100 people, ranging from the head of top Silicon Valley startup fund Y Combinator to leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement, signed the group's statement of beliefs, saying it aims to make our economy work again for all Americans.
It doesn't work that way. How many times do we have to explain basic math to these people? Pretty soon you're going to run out of other people's money to steal because nobody else is going to be working and contributing to pay for this stuff. It absolutely drives me nuts.
Right.
With, you know, the Bernie Sanders campaign, this is not a slam against Bernie specifically, but it sort of is. We're hearing a lot more talk about universal basic income. And the thing that I just driving me nuts is, well, you know, with all the advances that we're seeing technologically and with robots going to replace us all in our jobs, we'll have all this free time.
well, maybe it would make sense to have a universal basic income. It's like, no, figure out how to build or repair robots. That's what you do when robots take your job. You figure out, okay, what else can I do in this new economy? Because the only constant thing is change.
And we've already seen stories about places like Seattle, where the whole fight for 15 wound up, quote-unquote, succeeding, where a lot of the fast food restaurants are now installing the automated kiosk. And then I remember not long after the wage increase, and it didn't jump straight to 15. It's one of these tiered things, so it's not even at $15 per hour yet in Seattle. But you've got fast food workers that started asking their boss for fewer hours because they were going to start losing their benefits.
Right.
I think that's what you're probably going to see in Africa. You know, they start out at 75 cents a day, but then it's not enough. And next thing you know, they're like the workers in Seattle that are complaining about their $10 an hour when people in Africa are grateful for 75 cents per day. So, I mean, it really kind of, you know, puts things into perspective when you look at it like that.
Chris, I know you used to live in Pennsylvania, so you're familiar with this gas station chain called Sheetz.
Oh, very well. I miss it.
And what do they have? And they've had for decades.
They've got like computer kiosks. Yeah.
Touchscreen where you put your order in yourself.
I love it.
And it saves them money because then they don't have to pay somebody to stand there to take orders. They've got the cash register person that is running the cash register for the entire gas station.
Right.
And they've got one or two people that are cooking the food.
Right. And you've got a line of like 9 touchscreens where you can order hot food, breakfast, sandwiches, subs, salads, anything, coffee, anything you can imagine. You key it in on your little touchscreen, it spits out a little receipt, and pretty soon somebody yells, number 91.
And you don't have to worry about, they don't have the smoothie that I want on their menu. Nope, just put it in. You want peanut butter and Greek yogurt and whatever, just, you know, key it in. It's mix and match. You have it your way. It's even better than McDonald's and Burger King because you really can, you know, like do whatever you want to with the hot dog.
Yeah, and for the company, it saves them on labor, but they're also able to do innovative things. I mean, when they decide that they want to roll out some crazy new product, they're not printing up hundreds of signs to go into their hundreds of stores. They're going to their web guys and saying, okay, you need to reprogram the kiosks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it offers this choice as like,
okay. Done. I thought you said this was going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Now, I had a conversation the other day online about somebody was arguing that that technology takes jobs from people. And that's something that even this guy with the kiosk, every dollar that he saves not paying employment, he's going to go and spend in the economy elsewhere, creating jobs wherever it is he spends that money. So and the jobs are still there. They're just changing.
This is the whole seen versus the unseen. It's the candle makers petition all over again. Right. We'll talk about that and your calls and thoughts. Hour 3 coming up next, 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.